All right, so there's two things going on in this world. God is making copies of his son, and the devil is making copies of himself. So when you deal with a narcissist, you're dealing with a copy of the devil, right? These are master manipulators. These are master game players. They'll actually try to steal your identity and project their identity onto you. They use drama and chaos to try to make you like them and try to get you to be out of your mind. It's a proxy war against your mind, your soul, your spirit. And so that proxy war, the devil's using a human being element to pull you into the chaos and the drama and the confusion. That which is from above, from God, is peaceable, easily entreatable. That which is from the devil is chaos and disorder and hypocrisy. That which is above is without hypocrisy. Peaceable, easily entreatable. And so the devil is using this human being to make you, if you're saved, he can't possess you, but he can make you obsess. So when you obsess, it's a proxy war. He can't possess you if you're saved, but he can get you to obsess, which is a form of possession. And if you understand the game is against your heart, it doesn't matter about money and stuff and jobs and where you live and who, you know, it doesn't matter about your shoes, your clothes, your car. It doesn't matter about any of that stuff. It's all about your heart. And when you get your heart right, God will bless you with that stuff. But you have to realize it's a battle. It's warfare. There's a war going on. There's a chess match. As the devil moves his player, God moves his player. But you have to do something. You're moving around on this checkered board down here. You got to make a decision. Do you live in the past? Do you focus on the future? Do you live in bitterness and unforgiveness and pride and arrogance and anger? Or do you move on? Here's the deal. God is trying to make a copy. He's hitting you with the seed of the Word of God into your heart that you might get born again and be birthed. When a woman has a baby, she births a baby, right? She receives seed into the womb. So God's Word, the seed of the Word of God, is hitting your heart, the womb of your heart, that you might have a birthing, a born-again experience. There's nothing new under the sun. If you think you have a new experience, a new problem, you're believing a lie. All you have to do is watch Dr. Phil. All you have to do is watch Jerry Springer. All you have to do is watch a movie. And why do you cry when you watch a movie, like a love story or something? Why do you cry? Because you're looking at a reflection of yourself. Why do you cry when you see somebody on the news that gets rescued or somebody who was reconciled to somebody? It's already been. If it's already been, what has been shall be, what shall be has been. It's already. So when some writer writes it in a script, writes a movie, he's telling the common story of everybody, every human. But it was already written in Adam and Eve before the script writer wrote the script. He doesn't have anything new. Nobody has anything new. And so whatever problem you're dealing with, whatever narcissist or situation or demon-possessed person, know this, they're trying to make a copy. They're trying to turn you into a reflection of them. The only way you're going to avoid it is run to God and be aware of your inner man and renew your mind and control your own thoughts and control your own emotions, control your own core being. Set a goal, set a direction, set a set your body ship on a sail in the right direction. It doesn't matter if they fall by the wayside. They will. If you really set your mind to be a better person, they're going to fall by the wayside. If you set your mind to change, within 2 months, people will start dropping off like flies. Like, they'll just start going. Gnats on the windshield. You turn the windshield wipers on, and you clean off the windshield. As you move in your destiny, your destination is your destiny. As you move toward your destiny, there's certain people that got to drop off by the wayside because they don't. They're not on your frequency anymore. They got to go away. They can't be in your world because you're not. You don't communicate like them. You don't think like them. They're not on the same page. As you turn the page, they're still on the last page. As you turn the chapter, they're still on the first chapter. It's just like a book. As you grow, so you read the introduction. Do I want to read this book? Then you read chapter 1, chapter 2. There's some people on chapter 2 with you. You go to chapter 9, 10, 11, 12, 20, 30, 50, 100. I'm talking about your spiritual progress. So as you're reading, as you're in chapter 20, a lot of the people that got stuck in chapter 2, they're still stuck. They're not moving to the next chapter. You have. And at first you say, well, do I hang out with these people? They're not growing. They're just miserable. They're staying in the repeat time, repeat drama game. What do I do? You keep going. Do you worship people or do you worship God? Do you follow God or do you follow people? You keep growing. Grow, 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 grow. Keep growing till the grave. If you stop growing, you might as well be dead while you're down here. The whole purpose of being here, the whole repeat cycle of time is to birth in from state to state. Day to day, your inner man is being renewed day by day. The outward man is perishing. So what is really happening? Your inner man is being renewed day by day. You got to keep growing. Keep growing. Yeah, but they don't want to grow with me. Too bad. Is God your God or is a person your God? Do you worship that person or do you worship God? Are you letting the narcissist or the devil make you into a copy of them? Or are you trying to be like God? God is love. The devil's hate. God is truth. The devil's lies. God is a spirit. The devil only is ruling the king. He's the king of the flesh, king of Tyre. The tares, king of tares. If you stay in the flesh mind, all you think about is the fleshly, temporal, earthly stuff. Earthy, fleshly, temporal. And all it is a repeat. And you're going to be miserable because it's going to get worse. But if you set your affections, the Bible says, you reap, you sow in the spirit, you have peace everlasting. You sow in the flesh, you have misery and trouble and death. He that sows to the flesh sows death. He that sows to the spirit sows life. What are you sowing? Who are you sowing with? Who are you yoking up with? Why even waste your time on a fool? Whether you argue or laugh with a foolish man, there's no rest, the Bible says. Don't even argue with them. Don't even laugh with them if they're a fool. And you might say, well, who's a fool? Those who reject God, those who reject the truth, those who stand on lies and worship themselves and worship the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. Those are liars. Those people, they might look like they got it going on in the outside, but inside is dead. Dead men's bones. Inside, they're dead and they're miserable and they're always trying to manipulate and control and force somebody to accept their insanity. See, it's all about, are you going to enable their insanity? When you stop enabling people, you stop enabling their fake reality, their lies, their abuse, they can use just words. They can call you up on the phone and keep saying the same stuff over and over. They'll talk about suicide or some bad news or the weather, negativity, whatever. They call you on the phone and you realize it's the same conversation every time. They're trying to put in your thoughts bad stuff. And if you think on bad, bad reflects. If you think on good, good reflects. Reap what you sow, right? My point is, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if you are, you're going to vibrate with what you are. So they want you to vibrate with the devil because they're nothing but children of the devil. I'm telling you the truth. You have to make a decision. Do you go with man, kind, or do you go with God? Do you follow that Jezebel and let her take you to hell, like it says in Proverbs 5, 7, and 9? Or do you follow God and you escape Jezebel with ease? Jezebel takes many down to the pit with her. The Jezebel spirit is typified as a she. Now, there are some men that have a Jezebel spirit, and legalist preachers, and so, you know, there's a lot of different Jezebel spirits, but it's all about the natural realm. That's why it's typified as a she, because Eve is a piece cut off from Adam. That's why women like to look at trees and pictures and gardens and stuff. Nature will kill you, though. Mother Earth will kill you. It's hot or it's cold. Some wild animal. Mother Earth looks pretty, but it's also a double-edged sword where it'll actually kill you. A tree fall on you. You could be walking in your backyard and a tree limb fall on you. And you could be dead at any moment, really. So be thankful in all things. Set your affections above. Move away from the fool who denies God. Move away from the narcissist and the Jezebel and have peace, because they don't have any peace. And that's why the Bible says they have to find and make trouble for somebody, because they have no peace, so they want to bring you into no peace. They're making copies of themselves. You have to take control of your own soul, your own will, your own emotions, your own intellect. Don't let others pull you down. Why let others pull you down into the miry clay? Yeah, but they're my friend. If they're pulling you down, they're not your friend. Yeah, but it's my mom or my sister or my dad or my kids. If they're pulling you down, they're not your friend. They're not your family. Who is your family? Those who are pushing you higher. Those that are pulling you down and tearing you down, those are not your family. The spiritual family is where it's at, people. The natural family, most of the time, the natural family. And you can go any job and talk to anybody and say, who gives you the most trouble in your life? They'll say, my family. Why? Because you have a bloodline, but you don't have a spiritual line. If they're not born again, if they're not growing spiritually, they only go down. If you don't have the spirit, just like a balloon, the balloon's filled with air. It goes up. Your joint airs, you're going to rise up. If you're dead, you're going to sink to the bottom. If the balloon doesn't have air, joint airs, spirit, air is spirit. It's a typology of the Holy Spirit. If they don't have the Holy Spirit, they're going down to the bottom of the pool. But if you're a joint heir and you're in fellowship with people who are above instead of fellowship with people who are below, you're going to rise up. But if you fellowship with those below because you're going to save them, why do you think you're going to save them? Are you Jesus? No. You can't save them. If they don't listen to Jesus, they're not going to listen to you. You're fighting a battle that you can't win. You might as well get yourself right and quit trying to fix everybody else. That's the moral of the story.